Just reminded everybody to have a nice hot drink when you get back home. Kavu malav malka, kavu matzah Shabbos, ham matzah Shabbos melugma. So this week on Chanukah, on the third day of Chanukah, is the yard site of the Be'er Mayim Chaim. Chaim von Chernowitz. The Be'er Mayim Chaim was a Talmud of the Magid from Zlotchev. The Zlotchev or Magid. And he's most famous for his Sfarim, the Be'er Mayim Chaim, and the Sidura Shal Shabbos, and other Sfarim which he wrote.
And a seltzer.
There you go. Yeah. So, Be'er Mayim Chaim, how he was born is a very fascinating story. To bring big neshamas into the world takes big people or big meisim. So his father, Reb Shlaimele, was a seicher. He was a person who was involved in business, and he dealt a lot with whiskey and scotch and so on. So it was Erev Pesach, and he looked at his watch and he saw that it was past the time for Mechiras Chametz. So he couldn't sell it anymore. It was already Asa Ba'ana. So what he did is that he loaded all of his goods onto a wagon, and he took it to the Nahar, to the river, and he took his entire Parnasa and just threw it into the ocean, to the river. And he says he returned home, Mamish Sameach the Toiv Lev. He was so happy to have been Mekayim this mitzvah. Not only that, but he even hired a band to come play so he would dance around B'Simchas HaMitzvah for what the great mitzvah he had done. Can you imagine? So the people of the town are watching this. And he says, Shlomo's lost his mind. He's gone crazy. So they told the local parrots, every story has a parrot. They told the parrots that Shlomo lost his mind. So the parrots came and he expelled him from the city. So now he didn't have his parnasa, he didn't have a home, he was wandering. So somehow a letter found him, a letter made its way to Shlomo. That his brother, who was a very big gvir, a very rich person, he passed away without any children. And he left a big Yerusha. So you think you know where the story's going, you don't know where it's going. He had a wife who needed to do chalitza. And he was being summoned to come do chalitza for the Isha, for his sister-in-law. So he picked up B'Mesiris Nefesh. How he got there, it says he went B'Mesiris Nefesh because he had no money. How he was going to get there? Anyway, he made his way to the city. And he did chalitza for his sister-in-law. And she was very grateful that he made the journey to come and to free her so she could marry somebody else. So she said, I'll give you, I want to pay you. He said, no, I'm not taking any money for the mitzvah. And he was so besimcha over the fact that he had this chus in his lifetime to do the mitzvah of chalitza. So in the chus of that mitzvah, he was told by Eliyahu HaNavi that he was going to be zeicha to a great child. And even though he was very old, he was an old man, he was zeicha to give birth to the Be'er Mayim Chaim. The Be'er Mayim Chaim was a Shabbos Yid. He wrote the Sefer Sidur Shal Shabbos, which is like a staple when it comes to the Chassidim, especially when it comes to learning about Inyanei Shabbos. Sidur Shal Shabbos is the Sefer. Brings to hear down a story. That the one who writes the Sefer, it's just quoting it, he asked his father, Meshulam Nosa Margolius, if it's true that which they say about the Be'er Mayim Chaim, that when he would go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, and when he would come out of the mikvah, he was a head taller than what he was before. Not just that he was a head taller. He wasn't the same Adam. Physically, he wasn't the same person. So he said, you know that I don't exaggerate. And I didn't measure how big he was. But I will tell you this, Be'edus Berura, I saw it with my own eyes, that every Erev Shabbos he would go to the Merchatz, he would go there, and the same person who went was not the same person who came back. That's what he said. Ad Kedei Kach, there's a story which is told, Rav Asher Zelitz from the city of Tzfas, he told over this story, that when the Ber Mayim Chaim, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he passed away, he's buried in Tzfas. On his way to Eretz Yisrael, he was in Istanbul. And he came as a guest into the shul. And there was a balabaster who saw that there was somebody new in the shul. So he said, will you come to my house for Shabbos Suda? So I said, sure, gladly join you. Thank you for the invite. So that was already on Friday, or maybe on Thursday, he invited him. So he showed up at his house Friday night. And he says, hi, Shalom, I'm here. So the Balabas said to him, he says, I'm sorry, I don't have room for anybody else. I already invited a guest tonight. So he said, I'm your guest. He says, I'm your guest. So he says he didn't believe him because the way that he looked on Thursday wasn't the way that he looked on Friday night. So he didn't believe him, he was the guest. And that's how much the tzura of the Ber Mayim Chaim changed between Chol and Friday night. He would say about Shabbos Kodesh, he saw that there was a Yid who was sleeping on Shabbos. Now everybody's going to say, you know, Sheina b'Shabbos Tainug is the Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, right? Sleeping on Shabbos is a good Tainug. Nothing so sweet like sleeping on Shabbos. But some tzaddikim were very against it. The Rishon was very against it. So Ber Mayim Chaim, he saw there was a Yid sleeping on Shabbos. So he came with a bucket of water and he poured it on his head. So people were standing there. They couldn't understand why he was doing that. So he said, I didn't even think that this person should be sleeping. That he meant to fall asleep. He says that a Yid who keeps Shabbos is called a Shomer Shabbos. How could you be Shomer Shabbos if you're sleeping? You're supposed to be watching Shabbos. You can't be watching Shabbos if you're sleeping. So he said, I thought that he fainted. So I took him, he came running over with a bucket of water and he poured it on his head to wake him up from fainting. That's what he thought. There was a simple Jew who was visiting the town of Charnowitz and he came on an Erev Shabbos. And he had in his backpack, in his wallet, 400 zehuvim. And he was going to stay there for Shabbos. And he didn't know anybody who he could trust with this money. So he said, I'll go to the Rav of the town, and I'll give him the money. So he came to the Rav of the town, it was the Ber Mayim Chaim. And he says, will you please watch for this money for me for Shabbos? I'm just a guest. He says, sure, I'll take care of it, no problem. She said he was going to come back Motzei Shabbos to pick it up. So as soon as this lead left, a very poor, broken-down woman comes crying. And she says that her daughter, she needs to get married today, and she doesn't have the money. What is she going to do? The chassan won't come to the chuppah unless we have the sunni nidonya for him. So he says, oh, don't worry. So he comes and he takes the 400 zav and he gives it to the isha. So Motzei Shabbos, the Yid comes, the Baal HaPikadon comes, and he's coming to collect his 400 Zav. And he says, oh, I'm so sorry. He says, you don't understand. There was a Bas Yisrael who came from a broken family, and you don't know the tremendous chus what you did with your money. But don't worry. I'm going to have the money for you in a couple weeks. Come back in a couple weeks. I'm going to give you the money. And in the meantime, I'll give you a bracha that all the business which you do, you should have a lot of atzlacha. And this guy became so rich from that bracha that 2 weeks later came by and he said to the Ber Mayim Chaim, I don't want the money. I pasha don't want the money. He says, you don't know what you've done for me. So he says, no, you have to take it. You have to take it back. I'll give you the money. He says, no, I'm not taking it from you. So the Rebbe said, the Ber Mayim Chaim said, so what can I do for you? What can I do for you? He says, Rebbe, I have so much. I don't even know what to ask you. So the Ber Mayim Chaim says, okay, because you were Amid Ben Yisayon, that you didn't want to be Mechal Shabbos, and you gave it to me, you didn't even know me. Mitzvah's goveres mitzvah. You saw that you were matzil, another family. So I'm going to give you a bracha that you should be margish the tam of Shabbos your whole life. So, took the bracha. Comes Wednesday, this guy doesn't know what happened to him. Because already in Kabbalah and Chassidus, Shabbos starts on Wednesday. And we spoke about this. On Wednesday, you receive the Nefesh Yisera, and Thursday, right? Huh? You say the Chunaranan on Wednesday, that's right. And then on Thursday, you start to get the Ruach Nisera, and the Shom Yisera on Friday starts to come in. So come Wednesday, he said he had such a hislavis and a fire in him, he didn't know what was happening to him. By the time Erev Shabbos came around, he said that people, his own families, they had a pachet from him. They had a pachet from him because he was on such a great stature, they were afraid to come next to him. And his face was changing and nobody could recognize him anymore. The people, he was the talk of the town. And as soon as Motzei Shabbos came, everything went away. But this happened keseder, keseder, every single week. This thing would happen to him. And so Ramelech from Luzhensk used to stay, he used to tell his Talmidim, he says, if you want to know what a Yid looks like on Shabbos Kodesh, go to Reb Hirsch from Soyover. This is the name of the Yid. His name was Reb Hirsch. If you want to see what a Jew looks like on Shabbos, the Tzur of Shabbos, go see the Reb Hirsch. Ramelech knew where he got it from. If you want to see the Tzur of a Jew on Shabbos, go see Reb Hirsch. That's what happened his whole life. That every Wednesday, Shabbos would come. He had to come in, and he would be a different person. But that's the Baruch of the Tzaddik. He gave him his Madrig of Shabbos. So, very Lechtig of Shabbos for him. It's Chus Yogan Elim Shabzechen. It's Chus Ben Maim Chaim. It's Chus Ben Maim Chaim. It's Chus Ben Maim Chaim. It's Chus Ben Maim Chaim.